Thank you.
Hey
Okay,
to Yud
so
Gimel.
hey
With
to
Yud
Yud
Gimel.
Gimel.
With Yud Gimel, yeah.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Simon Mem, continue with the lafaz of Netilas Yadayim. So lach shnatal shtei yadav yishav. After you wash both of your hands, you start to rub them together. Why? What's a pshat? You rub them to make sure the dirt comes off. Neged, then you pick them up opposite your head. Right? That's why some people say su yadechem
They
kaidish varuch
really
was
dirt
Hashem.
on our hands.
What?
It's usually not dirt on your
Right,
hands.
right. So that we don't. That's why it's really not the hanhaga to do anymore. But that's the way it was back then. Also, they used a lot less water back then. Nowadays, we use a lot more water. All right. Because of Shemanagwan, before you dry them, Yavarach Hasher Kedushanu Mitzvah Sav Itzivanu, you say that before you dry the hands. Ba'afal Gav, the call of mitzvahs, Mavarach Aleim Kedushanu. Normally, with mitzvahs, you make the bracha before you do the mitzvah. So how come here you should make the bracha on Netilas Yadayim before you wash the hands? Come welcome Netilas Yadayim, kivin ein yadav netila. Sometimes your hands are really dirty before you wash them. So why should you make a bracha with the dirty hands? You might as well wait till after your hands are clean. Lachain tiknu b'chol Netilas Yadayim levarach achar netila, to make the bracha after the netila. Meaning, even though you know that your hands are clean, so you could make the bracha, but once they decided we're going to make the bracha after the washing, so then we'll do it after the washing. Void. The gam nigov ha'yadayim hu min ha-mitzvah. Drying the hands is also part of the mitzvah. So, meaning you're really not doing the mitzvah. You're not making the bracha totally after the mitzvah because the drying is part of the mitzvah. Umishanayg al kol yad beis pa'amim. Those that have the minig, which I think is most nowadays, to pour on each hand twice. Al kol yad pam achas. They should pour on each hand once. Yavarech, and then rub them and make a bracha. Yishpach pam shenis al kol yad, and then you pour a second time on each hand. All right. Now, what's the point in washing twice? So basically, and this is a big chumrah that's very much out there in yeshivas. You see the guys drying the handles of the cup before they wash because most of the time, the handles of the cup are wet. So the Mishnah Berurah says, if you're going to pour a ravias of water on your hand, and then you're going to pour a second time, then you don't have to be all worried about touching the water of the handles touching your hands. So that's one of the main reasons to wash a second time. I think the Chazon Ish disagrees and says it's still a problem. I don't remember, but that's a reason in itself to watch twice. V'yizar, the nagav yadav yafa, and you have to make sure to dry your hands very well. Lo yinagvim b'chalukai, do not dry your hands on your clothing from the kasha l'shikchas, because that can cause you to forget your Torah. Vav, im la'achas shoshavach hamayim al yodei achas, if after you pour the water on one hand, nagash sham b'yodei hashniyah, and you touch the second hand, or somebody else comes and touch your wet hands, then the water that's on your hand becomes tamei, and you're going to have to wash again. You have to dry them, and wash them a second time. But if this does happen, after you already made the bracha, do not make a second bracha. Because like everything else, it's a machloikis, so therefore, that's so I forgot what I was gonna say. Okay, I don't know. Meaning, well, because it's a suffix, so therefore you wouldn't go make another bracha. But once your hands are dry, though. Once your hands are dry, then your hands could touch somebody else. Right? I mean, at least somebody else's hands. Zayin. Let's say you don't have a utensil to wash your hands, so you could toivel your hands in the river. I've been mikvah nashim, but or to a mikvah that's kosher for women. Like we said by tfilas kelim, you need a mikvah that's kosher for women, not a mikvah that's kosher for men. Although sometimes men's mikvahs are also kosher for women, but not necessarily.
And you're
Right,
dipping
look.
twice then?
It's the same thing. I don't see any reason that you should dip twice, because once it's the water there is not going to be a problem, because it's going to attach the water on your, if let's say potentially you had water on your hand, it's going to attach to the mikvah. So I think it shouldn't be a problem. So I think only once. Either Mayan or in a stream, afilo ain't by memsa, even if there's no memsa in the stream, then it's okay. Rakshamaschasabayodabamachas, you have to have your hands, meaning the water has to be deep enough that your entire hand is covered at once. Not that you have to put both your hands in at once, just that your hands have to be fully covered. And you make the tilas yadayim, right? Because, but there's a time where you might say tfilas yadayim, and that's if you toivel it in water that would not be kosher to a mikvah. So then you would make al tfilas yadayim, but not here. Shasatak, you can also dip your hands in snow. As long as you have the snow, enough snow that you have a shir mikvah, and that also works for tefillas kelim on a derabbanan. On kelim that need tefillah midrabbanan, you're allowed to dive into the snow. So let's say you need to use a plum. So a plum is a pump, right? So this is talking about where they used to pump up the water. And they have these old pictures in the old history books of this, right? So it's not really a kli. What it does, it pumps the water up from the bottom of the wherever the water is coming from, right? So if you have to do that, then you niach yod achas samach la'aretz, you put one hand close to the ground, and yod hashniyah yimshach la'havi alav asamayim, and then you use your other hand to pump the water. Bachagach yachlif yod, and then you swap. Oish shechaver yimshach, or you have your friend pump the water onto your hands. But if the hands are above the ground, meaning much higher than the ground, then lay also lay natila, then the natila does not work. Right? Meaning it was because this is basically working. This is working sort of like a tvila, because you're taking the water from deep down in the earth, from the well, and pumping it up. So therefore, you need your hands to be near the ground, right? Because it's basically an extension of the water from the well. Now the problem is, can you do this with our sinks? So I once heard from a big rav that you could do this, meaning if you're stuck in a bathroom and you need to wash your hands for bread, like in a, you're on a trip. So what he said you could do is you can turn on the sink, stuff up the sink with a tissue or something, let the sink fill up and keep the sink running. And then what the water is in the sink is like an extension of the reservoir where the water is coming from. But as far as I understand, nowadays there's so many utensils that the water is not coming like he's talking about here, that the water is coming straight from the well. It ends up with a lot of things in the middle. So I'm not so sure that that works. But we'll get back to that later on. Ches, mayim shenishtana marein. Water that looks different. Bein machas mekaimam, bein machas eizah davar shenovasan, whether it's because of its place. Let's say it's just dusty or something like that, or something fell into it. Sulin in the tilas yadayim, that's pasul in tilas yadayim. But if if it loses its color and it goes back to regular clear, then it's okay. Avalim nishtana machmas atzman, but if it gets changed by itself, right, so like it gets mildewy, that type of thing, then the water is kosher. Meaning, it's only if something foreign gets into the water. Let's say water that you did malacha with it could go in shehudchu behem kelim. You used it. You wash the dishes with it. Yurakas, or you've soaked vegetables in it. Kelim, or you put kelim with liquid tzananon to cool them off. Meaning to cool off the liquid. You wanted to cool a bottle down, something like that. Oy, shemadad ben midas, or you used it for to measure. Gam came soon. Those are all possible because it has to be fresh water that malacha wasn't done with it. V'yesh pasul gam b'ayim sheminimasu, and those that are possible, that possible even water that became disgusting. Let's say a dog drank from it, a chazir or a pig or kadaima. Because that's like water that was, like that's dirty water that's meant to be spilled out. And you have to be chayshish for this. But meaning, don't use this water. But the water is fine. Test. Let's say somebody didn't wash his hands and he touched the water. The water does not become tummy. Meaning, let's say you have a big bucket of water and you're going to use that to wash. I mean, you're going to put the utensil in there to use it to wash. And somebody with unwashed hands sticks his hand in there, that does not make a tummy. Somebody comes out of the bathroom, he could take water with his with like a handful, you know, scoop out the water from the barrel, to wash his hands. And whatever's left in the barrel, now I don't know about the hygiene, but at least the water didn't become puzzle for the tisadaim. But let's say the person, after using the bathroom, puts his hands into the barrel and he starts shaking his hands around in order to clean them. Then I cause him to clean them. Even if he just sticks in the pinky, the smallest finger, then I cause it to clean the pinky. And the entire barrel becomes possible because that's considered malacha was done with it. Yod mayim meluchim. Salt water, sruchim, decayed water, marim is bitter water, ayakurim, or water that's dirty. Imainru lishtias kelev, if a dog won't drink from that water, psul natilas yadayim, they are puzzle for natilas yadayim. Yod alef, kardam natilas trichon lashkiach al yadayim shiyu nikias velishum chatzitza. Which is a very interesting halacha, because the reason why you're washing your hands is to clean them. But here it is, you have to make sure that your hands don't have anything, any chatzitza on it. Meaning, let's say you're working with chocolate, and then you decide you want to wash your hands for bread. If there's chocolate on there, it doesn't help for you to wash them off with the natilas yadayim. You first have to wash off the chocolate and then wash your hands. Right? That could come up a lot when you have somebody who made kiddush and you have the wine on your hands. It's better to wash your hands first, then dry them, and then wash them again. Let's say somebody has very long fingers. You have to be very careful to clean out the nails. There should be no mud or dirt under the fingernails, because that's a chatzitza. That is a chatzitza. Right? Now, so how come we don't have to make you cut the nails like by a woman from mikvah? That's a separate chumrah for women for mikvah. Meikar adin, women don't have to cut their nails for the mikvah. They just have to make sure that they're clean. You also have to remove your rings. That shouldn't be a chatzitza. That's even if the rings are loose. However, if you never ever remove the rings, ever, then you don't have to remove them, because that's not considered a chatzitza. Fine, you'd pay. Me, Shayad of Tzvus, let's say somebody's hands are dyed. They're colored. If there's no thickness to the dye, Kiyim Chazusa Ba'alma, just Chazusa. Loyavi Chatzitza, not Chatzitza, meaning if you have ink on from a pen on your hand. So there's nothing, there's no mamashus, it's just color. So then it's not a Chatzitza. And that applies also to women. Aval im yeshalim amashas atzeva, like makeup, right? There's some thickness to it. Afilu rak ma'at havi chatzitza, even if it's just a little bit, then it's chatzitza. Ach im hu uman bekach, but if that's your job, dainu shu tzava, let's say you're a painter. Vechem vishu tabach, somebody's a shaychet, v'yada baluch lachas b'dam, and his hands are dirty with dam. Haishu seifer, or he's a seifer, that's v'yada baluch lachas b'diyai, and his hands are dirty with diyai. And that's what he's used to. Meaning it's normal for him. He doesn't care because everybody knows that he's a cipher. So his hands are always tied. Any worker that's expected that his hands are tied, we're not makbid, and then loyave chatzitza. Since the person is not makbid, it's not a chatzitza. Unless it's on the majority. Meaning even if he's a painter, if the dye is on the majority of the hand, then that's no good. Let's say someone, this is a very common question with the hand, with the band-aids. Somebody has a cut on his hand, he has on it a bandage that's going to be painful to remove it. That's not a chatzitza. Right? And then you could wash. We passed in Lamai so that you can take a band, you can wash with a band-aid because it's there for protection that you want it there. And look at further on when it talks about chatzitza for the tefillah of women, who are the natilas hadayim, natilas hadayim is basically the same halacha. Although we pointed out a few differences. Yud gimel hamayim tzrichin shiyoyah al yadayim mikoyach gavro. So the water has to come on the person's hand from the strength of a human. Avalim hamayim bar me'aleim. But if the water came by itself, lo yahavei natila, that's not considered a natila. So basically, if you stick your hand out in the rain and it's really raining hard, that's not considered a tilas yadayim. So let's say you have a barrel that has a spigot, and you take out the spigot or the plug that's keeping the water in the barrel. The initial water that comes out, that first burst of water that comes out, Nechshav mikoyach gavra, that's considered from the strength of a human. Aval amayim haboyim achar kach, the water that comes after that, einam nechshav mikoyach gavra, that's not called from the strength of a human. Ela ki'ilu bo me'alem, it's as if they came by themselves, which means it's no good. L'chein mishu roitza litol es yodav derech habar, so let's say somebody wants to wash his hands through this spout. Sarech leida shabikiluach harishan nishasa koleyar, he has to know that first initial burst of water has to cover his whole hand. The yistam as a barza, then go cover up the spigot. The yafzer, the yifta, the yafachel, then go and open it again. The shvicha shniya, to do it for the second time. Meaning you have to do that twice, once for each hand. Right, twice for each hand. Each hand of your day, let's say you have no idea how much of that initial burst of water is going. Then don't wash your hands like this. And of course, you shouldn't wash your hands from a kiyar. Right, sheyesh loy barza kota, meaning a kiyar is like a big jug. You know, like those insulated, you know, jugs, like those Gatorade jugs that they have a little spigot on the end. Bakiluach, because it has a very small opening, and the giluach udak, and the flow is very small. Now, b'diyeved, you can't do this. So this can come up when you have no, like we mentioned before, you have no cup to wash. So can you go to turn on a sink, and that initial burst, you let it wash it, you wash your hand with it, then you shut it off, and then you turn it on again, and then again and again. Now you have to know, I don't know exactly how one would know that it's the initial burst. So therefore it's not preferable to wash your hands like that. However, if you have no choice, the place can say, then you can use that to wash your hands. You also have another eitzah, which I think comes up in tomorrow's Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You have another eitzah if you're stuck without washing, so you can eat less than a kezias. Eat less than kezias. Meaning, if you're stuck without water, you can eat less than a kezias. You can rely on the shittas that say we don't wash our hands for eating less than a kezias. And but that's also hard to know exactly how much a kezias is. Okay, we'll stop over there. Everybody should be matzliach. Have a good night.